Welcome back. Today we're doing something that's secretly one of the biggest level-up moments in drum and bass drums, break swing shaping, and we're doing it with zero third-party plugins, just Ableton stock tools. Here's the mindset. In DNB, swing isn't a little shuffle knob you sprinkle on top. Twing is the breathing of the break. It's the push, the drag, the little roll into the snare, the way hats lean back while the kick stays confident. If your loop feels stiff, it's usually not because you need more distortion or louder drums. It's because the timing relationships aren't telling a good story. By the end of this lesson, you'll have one break that can live in two worlds, a tight modern roller and a looser jungle feel, just by changing warp decisions, groove decisions, and a few tiny microshifts. All right, open Ableton Live and let's set the table. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot where most break timing choices instantly reveal themselves. Now set your loop length to 2 bars. 2 bars is perfect, because you can hear the conversation between bar 1 and bar 2, instead of judging swing on a 1-bar loop, where everything sounds like it repeats too fast. Also, set your grid to 16th notes for now. We're going to go smaller later, but start with a clean, readable grid. Now step 1. Pick a break and warp it properly. This is not optional. Warping is half of swing. Drag a breakbeat into an audio track. Amen. Think, funky drummer, whatever you've got with personality. Double-click it to open clip view. Turn warp on, and start in beats warp mode. In beats mode, set preserve to transients. That tells Ableton, respect the drum hits. Don't smear them like a pad. For now, keep transient loop off. That tends to sound cleaner while you're learning. Now do the most important little ritual. Find the real downbeat of the break. Don't trust where the file starts. Zoom in. Find the first kick or the real one of the phrase. Right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. Your goal is not to iron the break into perfect robot timing. Your goal is that the break sits on the grid enough to behave, while keeping its character. Think stable enough to shape, not perfectly quantized. Quick diagnostic. Solo the break and turn the metronome on. Let it loop. If the snare feels like it's flaming weirdly against the click, don't reach for groove yet. Fix the warp markers first. Groove on top of bad warping just gives you swung chaos. And here's a coaching note. Use the metronome as a diagnostic, not a prison. Turn it on to find which hit is fighting the grid. Then turn it off and judge by feel. A great test is to loop 2 bars and toggle the metronome every 4 bars. If the groove collapses when the click comes in, your anchors are drifting. Okay, step 2. Shape swing with groove pool. This is the clean, fast method. Open the groove pool. In Ableton it's that little wavy icon, usually bottom left. In the browser, go to grooves. Start simple. Try Swing 16 for a subtle roller vibe, or MPC 16 Swing if you want that classic bounce. For looser jungle vibes, Swing 8 can be a fun starting point because it implies bigger, more obvious movement. Drag the groove onto your audio clip. Yes, it works on audio clips too. Now in the groove pool, you've got a few key parameters. Timing is the main swing amount. Start around 15%. Velocity adds accent movement. Start around 8%. Just enough to make ghost detail feel alive without changing the whole balance. Random adds little inconsistencies. Start tiny, like 3%. Make sure the bass is set to 1/16th for rolling DNB. That's where most of that fast hat and ghost motion lives. Now a huge beginner tip. Don't commit the groove yet. Ableton lets you commit, which bakes the groove into the clip. That can be great later, but while you're learning, keep it uncommitted so you can bypass the groove and a slash B instantly. Listen for this target. Your kick and your main snare should feel stable, like they're the spine. The hats and ghost notes should feel like they're leaning forward and back around that spine. That brings us to step 3. Lock the backbone while you swing the details. Think in anchors and passengers. Anchors are the main snare, main kick, and often the first hat of the bar. Passengers are ghost snares, extra kicks, rides, shuffles, little fills. When the groove feels wrong, don't adjust everything. Adjust passengers first. Here's the fast way. Duplicate your break track. Name the first one backbone and the second one top swing. On the backbone track, insert EQ8. High pass around 35 to 50 Hz just to clean sub-rumble. If you want it to be mostly snare and kick body, you can also reduce some of the very top. The goal is, this track is the punch and stability. Keep its groove amount low, timing around 0 to 10%. On the top swing track, also insert a Q8 and high pass higher, somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Now you're mostly keeping hats, air, ghost texture, maybe some snare crack. This is where you push the groove more. Timing 15 to 30% is the range where you'll hear the roll happen. Now you've got something powerful, stable punch plus swinging texture. And because the low mid anchors aren't wobbling as much, the swing feels intentional instead of sloppy. Optional advanced but easy trick. Instead of adding more warp markers, use track delay. Keep backbone at 0 milliseconds. Put top swing at plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. That relaxes the tops in a really clean way, and often sounds more natural than overly editing the clip. Now step 3. Option B. If you want more control, slice the break to a drum rack. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Use the built-in preset so Ableton makes a drum rock for you. Now you have MIDI triggering slices of the break. This is where DNB editing becomes fun, because you can apply groove to the MIDI clip, edit individual hit timing, edit velocity per slice, and even replace one slice with a cleaner one shot if something's messy. And the big advantage, you can keep the main snare slices exactly on the grid while letting other slices swing around it. Now step 4. Microshift specific hits. This is the It Suddenly Rolls move. We're talking tiny nudges. At 174 BPM, 5 to 15 milliseconds is a big deal. If you push stuff by like a full 16th note, that's not micro swing anymore. That's rewriting the beat. If you slice to MIDI, open the MIDI clip. Turn your grid to 1/32nd, or just turn the grid off when nudging. Then make it beginner-friendly by thinking in three selection groups: main snares, ghosts, and hats or tops. Rule: only nudge ghosts and hats first. If you're constantly nudging the main snare, that's usually a sign the warping or groove choice is the real issue. Here are some starting moves you can steal. Push ghost snares slightly earlier, like minus 5 to minus 12 milliseconds. That creates urgency and that little drag into the snare sensation. Pull offbeat hat slightly later, like plus 6 to plus 15 milliseconds. That makes the groove relax and roll. Keep the main snare dead on. Or, if you want weight, try nudging the main snare just slightly late, plus 2 to plus 6 milliseconds. Tiny. If you overdo it, the whole track feels late. Now step 5. Swing through dynamics. Because swing is not only timing, it's also accents. If you're in MIDI, open the velocity lane. For rolling hats, set your main hats around 90 to 110 and your quieter hats around 35 to 70. Ghost snares should usually live low, like 20 to 55. Main snare is your anchor and your headline, 105 up to 127 depending on how aggressive you want it. If you're working mostly with audio layers, you can still add dynamic motion with stock devices. Drum Boss is great for this, but keep it tasteful. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch very low at first, like 0 to 20, because it can get harsh fast. Boom usually stays modest in DNB, because you're often letting a separate kick and sub handle the real low end. A gentle compressor can also bring up room tone and glue the movement. Try ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to flatten it. You're trying to make the ghost texture speak. And if ghost notes disappear on small speakers, don't just turn them up. Add harmonics. Put saturator on the ghost or top layer, soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB, and maybe pull the dry slash wet to around 30 to 60%. That makes ghosts readable without raising peak volume too much. Now step 6. Add rolling continuity with a clean hat layer. This is a very common DNB move. Your break provides character. A programmed hat loop provides consistency. Create a drum rock with a closed hat. Program a straight 1/16th pattern for 2 bars. Then apply a groove that's slightly different from the break. For example, if your break tops are at 15% timing, try the hat layer at 8 to 12% timing with a little random, maybe 2 to 5%. That two groove layering makes everything feel wider and more alive, because not everything breathes the same way. High pass the hat layer with EQ8 around 300 to 600 Hz, so it stays out of the way of the snare body and kick weight. Then lightly glue it with Drum Boss, drive 2 to 6, or saturator with soft clip on and drive 1 to 4 dB. Now step 7. Arrangement. Because swing is not a fixed setting for the whole track, swing can evolve over sections. Here's a simple 8-bar plan you can copy. Bars 1 to 4, keep groove timing around 10 to 15% and keep random low. That feels controlled, like you're setting the pace. Bars 5 to 8, push timing to 15 to 25%, maybe slightly more velocity or random, so the drop feels like it opens up. You can do this by duplicating clips with different groove settings, or automate groove amount if your workflow supports it. The point is, you're automating feel, not just effects, and that's how DJ Ready TNB keeps momentum without constantly changing sounds. Quick extra spice options, still stock and still beginner-friendly, triplet spice without going full shuffle. Add one very quiet, high-passed little click or rim on a 1/16th triplet position once per bar, often just before the snare. Keep it low velocity. It hints at that jungle lilt without derailing the roll. Twing ramps inside a bar, instead of swinging everything equally, manually move only the last one or two hats before the snare slightly later. It creates a lean into the backbeat. Call and response swing. Bar 1 has tighter hats and looser ghosts, bar 2 flips it. The pattern can be almost the same, but the listener hears motion. Before we wrap, here are the most common mistakes to avoid. First, over-warping the break. Too many warp markers can make it facey and lifeless. If you find yourself adding marker after marker, stop and reassess. Maybe the break just needs a better set 1.1.1 and a straighter warp from there. Second, swinging the main snare too much. In DNB, the snare is usually the anchor. Swing the supporting hits around it. Third, too much groove timing. If you push timing to 40 or 60%, it can turn into a drunken shuffle really fast. That might be cool for an experimental beat, but it's usually not the rolling DNB target. Fourth, ignoring velocity. Timing swing without dynamic swing can feel weirdly mechanical. And fifth, putting one identical groove on everything. If the break, hats, and percussion all have the exact same groove, the track can actually feel flatter. A little difference between layers creates depth. Now let's do a mini practice exercise to lock this in. Slice a break to drum rock by Transients. Duplicate the MIDI clip so you have clip A called roller and clip B called jungle. For roller, choose swing 16, timing 12 to 18%, random 2 to 4%. This audio version is shortened for playback.